USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As public health officials warn that the coronavirus poses new risks to parts of the Midwest and South, enhanced federal payments that helped avert financial ruin for millions of unemployed Americans are now set to expire this weekend. Since early in the pandemic, the federal government added $600 to the weekly unemployment checks that states sent. That increase ends this weekend. Congress is haggling over the next steps, but many Americans are staying home, making more money than if they went back to work. And longtime Tennessee Republican Senator Lamar Alexander cannot support that.
I would not support something that would pay on unemployment more than you would earn if you were working.
And Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin said there may be some additional funds sent, but not $600.
If you were making $300, you're not going to get $600 this time. And that's fair. People understand that.
Federal protections against evictions are also set to expire. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The future is uncertain for more than 12 million American households. A moratorium on evictions from federally assisted properties is expiring this weekend, sparking a real problem during the coronavirus pandemic. Nearly one-third of American households missed housing payments at the start of July. A convention center is even open in Columbus, Ohio. Instead of vendors at tables, lawyers are offering free legal help for people facing evictions. As many as 28 million Americans could be evicted in the next 2 months. In the United States, which has the world's worst coronavirus outbreak, Texas has been struggling with the virus. It's now bracing for the arrival of Hurricane Hannah. In Mississippi, Governor Tate Reeves tightened controls on bars to protect young, drunk, and careless folks. Bars were already limited to operating at 50% capacity. And New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell ordered bars closed and banned restaurants from selling any alcoholic drinks for takeout. That came after more than 2,000 new cases were reported for Louisiana. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A debate continues in Florida, where the coronavirus spikes have caused a toll of late. And here's USA's Kenneth Burns with more.
A number of lawyers in Florida are offering free or discounted living wills for teachers who may be required to return to the classroom in the fall. Advocates are sounding the alarm about the risk of sending teachers and students back to school too soon. The question on when schools should reopen is a divisive one, especially in the Sunshine State, where the state's largest teachers union is suing Governor Ron DeSantis over his administration's push to fully reopen schools next month. Coronavirus cases in the state have skyrocketed as of late. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
President Donald Trump signed multiple executive orders aimed at lowering the cost of prescription drugs such as insulin. The executive orders the president signed will require discounts on insulin and EpiPens that were given to some hospitals to be passed on to patients and speed up a proposal to import prescription drugs from Canada and other countries for pharmacies, wholesalers, and states. The president said the changes should eliminate the middlemen in the drug purchases. The president said the drug company executives will be at the White House on Tuesday, and if they don't agree on a solution, the executive orders will go into effect to make sure Medicare plans pay the lowest possible price on the international pharmaceutical market. Americans pay more for prescription drugs each year than people in any other developed country in the world, according to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.